This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Good afternoon. You've just tuned into the Starlight Baptist Church of Marksville, Louisiana radio broadcast with host Pastor Reverend Van Jones. Now let's go into a service already in progress.
Come on, clap your hands.
I'm excited about the word of the Lord. Amen. Psalms 103, verse 5. Last Sunday, we're going to exercise our reading because there's something in there we need to see. Psalms 103, verse 1-5. Amen. It should be on our screen. Amen. And then when you're ready, amen. Let's read verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thy iniquity, who healeth all thy disease, who redeemed thy life with destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy, who sanctified thy mouth with good things so that thou renewed like an eagle. Amen. Thank you so kindly. This morning, my brothers and sisters, we'd like to talk about 5 reasons to be thankful. 5 reasons to be thankful. Amen. That was in the passage this morning that David is sharing with us this morning. Amen, how to be thankful and how to bless the Lord. Amen. He started off this morning, David encouraged us to praise God with everything within us. Everything within us. Amen. Otherwise, you say, don't hold nothing back. Don't hold nothing back. I say this morning that, you know, our steps are getting shorter. But still, some of us still know how to shout, see, now to praise God. And I look back at some of you that's younger than me. Y'all were sitting down. Y'all should have been praising God with the young people, you know. You know, all y'all don't have arthritis now. You know, some of y'all can still wave your hand, praise the Lord. But David said this morning, he said, bless the Lord. He shared with us, oh, my soul, huh? He encouraged us, amen, and remember, amen. Remember the benefit God give. God give. David say, bless the Lord. Nobody else but the Lord. He meant it is an honor. Do you understand? It's an honor to bless God. It is an honor to bless God. When we praise him and thank him, we look back over our life. Have you ever looked back over your life? This year, don't worry about next year because you don't know if you're going to see it. But you ought to worry about this year because this year is still, it's still strong and lively. Huh? Look back. Have you looked back over your life this year and see how good the Lord has been to you? Huh? I just want 2 or 3 people. Cause like, you know, maybe some of y'all still up in the whole host celebration, you know. But celebrate. Have you thought about how good God has been? I got 2 or 3 amens. Let me try it one more time. Have you thought about how good God has been to you? You see, y'all should have been shouting already. Because I thought about how good God has been to me. Been to us, huh? Huh? In spite of all we've been through, with our no good ways, with our upside down ways, with our selfish ways, he's still been good to us. And I'm glad he don't treat us the way we treat him. David said, you know, it's an honor to bless God. time. Praise him and thank him. When we look back over our life, when I look back over my life, I could have been dead, resting in our grave. But he allowed you to come to the house of worship, house of prayer, just to give him some praise, just to give him some thanks for all he has done for you. He didn't have to do it. Do you know the devil tried to kill every last one of us? Huh? The devil is not your friend. Matter of fact, the devil hates you because he hates God. And he tried his best to defeat us. But the Lord being so good, we have so much to be thankful for. I know I got so much to be thankful for. So much to be thankful for. So much. We complain about our bad days. But have you ever shouted over your good days? Your good days outweigh your bad days. Don't ever let your bad days get more praise than your good days. You ought to tell your bad days, get out of the way. I need to praise God a little while. Even though I may not have what I want to have, I may not be feeling good, but I still want to praise him while the blood running warm in my vein. I want to give him some praise, huh? That's what you ought to, huh? That's why you ought to praise him. Look what David said, my brother and sister, be thankful. Why? Because we are still here. We still here. We still here. At midnight, I woke up and I said, "Whoa, thank you, Jesus. I'm still here." Somebody didn't wake up this morning. Y'all missed that. And we act like the Lord had to wake us up. The Lord didn't have to do nothing. And we act like the Lord had to wake us up. We still here, huh? He said, "Bless the Lord, oh my soul." David called upon his soul to bless God. It was as if David looked at his soul and understood that it was not praising God enough. Have you ever felt like that? Look back over your soul and say, "I'm not giving God what he deserves. I'm not giving him enough. I know I don't feel good. I know I'm going through this or that." But sometimes you got to learn to push yourself. You got to learn to push your trouble out the way and invite the Holy Spirit. Say, "Lord, use me in a minor way. I know the devil got me sitting down upon the amen. The devil got me not want to move my hand, move my feet. But I got to overpower that because you've been too good to me." David said, "Seemed like I hadn't praised him." And that's how I feel sometimes. Sometimes, Lord, I seem like I haven't praised you enough, because sometimes I get up, even though I say good morning, but sometimes in my busy schedule, in your busy schedule, we don't give him enough praise. We're worrying about what's going on television. Don't worry about television. Worry about the Lord. If you got faith, God got control over what's going on in this world and this nation. All we got to do, all he told us to do is pray. And some of us don't want to do that. He said it seemed like his soul wasn't praising God enough. He understood that true worship was something deeply, deeply inward of his soul. And so on. It is not just about outward form or expression, no, but also something real from the soul. If something is real from the soul, anybody got to make you praise him. If it's real from the soul, no God got to make you say amen. If it's real from the soul, nobody got to make you throw your hands up. If it's real from the soul, nobody got to make you jump up and shout. If it's real from the soul, in spite of what you're going through, you're still going to praise him. Watch some. In spite of if you little posse, if your little buddies is not here, you ought to still be to praise him. Not here. Lost my amen. Because, you know, some of us, if our little friend is not here with us, we act like we can't praise him. Otherwise, you just covering up. Your friends ain't got no hell or no heaven for you. You prayed to him for what the Lord had done for you and what, how he brought you out and what he's doing for you right now. Real praise. Real soul, huh? We come to church, but we leave our mind at home. We come to church, but we leave our mind at home. We hear God's grace, but our heart have been hardened by a coping spirit. David, he realized that he has power over himself, that he is able to give or to withhold that which due to God. You got the power to hold it back or let it go, which is due to God. Everything you have due to God, the praise, your lip service, you ought to give it to God. Amen. When the last time you told him thank you? This week, a whole lot of people got some good gifts. Some got some bad gifts. Some say, well, I didn't want that. You know, that's a sign you're not thankful. But the greatest gift you ought to have is Jesus Christ. When I get up Christmas morning, I say, God, thank you for the gift. Thank you for my gift. I open it every time I open my mouth. I say, praise the Lord. I say, hallelujah. I say, thank you, Jesus. I say, ain't God good? He's good all the time, huh? Look at me, Lord. Look what you've done for somebody like me, huh? I open the gift and begin to praise him all by myself. That's how you know you're blessed, huh? David said, bless his holy name. His holy name, huh? Only his name is holy, huh? Look what he said. It's right there, my brothers and sisters. He said, he come back again. In verse 2, he said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all that his benefit. Bless the Lord, O my soul. His soul need to bless the Lord. And he said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefit. He remind his soul, don't forget what the Lord had done for you. He remind his soul, don't forget all the things God had done for you. You didn't do it for yourself. God did it. Sometimes I got to remind myself, Van Keek, you didn't do all this. God did it. You ought to have. Anybody got a but God moment? But God did it. Only if God couldn't do it, nobody can do it. Sometimes God got to remind us, huh? You didn't do this. I did it. He said, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all, huh? And forget not all his benefits. Some things we want to forget, but some things we shouldn't forget. What the Lord was for us. Huh? All his benefits. That's why I say five reasons to be thankful. All his benefits. Hear what I'm saying? True benefit are given by God. Huh? True benefit are given by God. Other benefit can be canceled. You might have benefit on your job. That stuff is canceled out. Huh? It's just temporarily. Then the man can shut down and take your benefit. But this benefit here, nobody can take it away. When God give it, you got it. And that's why you can praise him, because of the benefit. I've seen people work long years for benefits, and right before they get ready to retire, the benefits are canceled. And that's why so many people put their trust in man and not in God. But when you put your trust in God, you can rejoice over the benefits. He said, given by God unto his people, and we must not forget them that That's the reason why we praise him. But that's the reason why I praise him for his benefits, what he had done for me. David said, this is personal. This is personal. Personal. Do y'all have a few minutes to shout with me? And I'm going to soon be through. But we have to hear the last full Sunday in case we don't see another one. It's not guaranteed we see first Sunday. Pray that we don't. But while the blood running warm in our veins right now, we need to look back over our life and see the good benefit that God had gave to us, huh? Look right there, my brother and sister, in verse 3, the first benefit you ought to be thankful for, he said, he forgives all thy iniquity, I was saying. You ought to be shouting right there. All of it, not some of it. All of it, huh? Not some of it, huh? Look what he say. Look what he say, benefit number one, who forgiveth all our iniquity, huh? Not some of it, but all of it, huh? Watch something, watch something. We all have sinned and come short to the glory of God. Do you know? He say, we all, not y'all, we all. That means all of us. Have seen and come short to the glory of God. David cried out, blessed is he whom trespasses is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Psalm 32 and 1, whose sin is covered. When God cover your sin, ain't nobody gonna uncover it. Woo! That's shouting time right there. Y'all miss your shout. Huh? I'm so glad that some stuff God had covered. Oh, I guess I'm in here by myself. You see, some of y'all are too holy. You see, that's why the Lord can't use y'all. That's why you can't help nobody. Y'all too holy. You sitting down here. You got your holy halo on you. You got the best suit. You got the best shirt. You got the best dress. But you're too holy, huh? You don't want to tell the truth, huh? I thank God that some stuff he covered that man cannot uncover. Thank you for the blood. He covered it. And some stuff man can't open and look to. Ooh, no, my baby, huh? Once God covered it, it's covered. You should have been shouting already. Because I'm looking at some of you. Some of you shouldn't be shouting. You ought to never stop shouting. Because some stuff you got into, some stuff you done with your no good self, low down self, God had forgiven you for your sin, and you look around here and you don't want to praise God. You should have been the first one popped up. Let me help you a little bit. We all are filter rags. We all got some stink in us. Some stink that detergent can't get out. Only the blood of Jesus can wash you away. Only the blood. That's why you ought to thank God for the blood. Thank him for the blood, for the blood, for the blood. Only the blood can wash my sins away. And I thank God. That's why I'm covered by the blood. Anybody else in here who covered by the blood? This is your last Sunday night. Anybody thank God that I'm covered by the blood? I've done some messed up stuff. I've been jacked up. But God covered me. Thank you for the blood. He forgiveth. He forgiveth all. Look what he forgiveth all. That iniquity. That sins. Oh, thank God. You see, that's why, my brothers and sisters, that you shouldn't go around. Once God been and forgave you, you ain't got no business going around with your head down. Pick your head up. pick your head. Don't let the devil keep you with your head down. Huh? Pick your head up. If God then forgave you, don't worry about nobody else. Nobody else don't forgive you. Long the Lord be to forgive you. Pick your head up and pray God. Pray the Lord. Do what the Lord say do, because let me tell you, when God forgave you, now the next thing you got to do, you got to learn to forgive yourself. Huh? What is the problem? We haven't forgive ourselves. And God said, I done forgave you already about that, because he checked the record. He said, I covered. Thank you. Benefit number one, I covered your sins. Number two, we might ought to be thankful, because we are to be thankful for good health. Huh? It's right down. He say, who healeth all thy diseases. You ought to be thanking right there. All our diseases. You ought to be thankful, huh? Good health is a blessing from God. Hear what I'm saying? We should never take our health for granted. Don't take your health for granted. Amen? You ought to take care of yourself. You ought to go to the doctor. Don't be so holy, talking about, I'm going to bind this out, I'm going to rebuke this. No, you better hold yourself to the doctor. Get yourself checked out with your hallelujah self, huh? Check yourself out. Let God, let me say, God operate through doctors and medicine. I had a friend tell me, oh, I ain't been to the doctor, I don't take no medicine. And what? That don't mean there's nothing wrong with you. That's when the devil use you. And he wait until it's too late. When it's too late, it's too late. Because we were too spiritual and we was ignorant on the other side that we didn't go take care of ourselves. Huh? Don't take health for granted, huh? Don't take your health for granted. God does not guarantee healing every time we get sick. No. He don't guarantee it every time we get sick. But when we do get sick and recover, it is because God has healed us. He can do it. Sometimes God let us get sick. For God can even use sickness for our good. Oh, yeah, he can use our sickness for our good. Because he's not going to heal everybody. Some of you, he wants you to be a testimony. He wants you to stand on the word of God. He might leave you there with whatever you have, but you can tell everybody, I'm still here. By the grace of God. By the grace of God. Huh? Because if he healed everybody, nobody would know how it feels to be sick. Y'all ain't gonna talk back to me. Some things he's not gonna move. You remember Paul? Paul had that thorn in his flesh. Paul prayed three times and asked God to move it. God said, I'm not going to move it. But what am I going to do? I'm going to give you something better. He said, my grace. I wish I had two or three people with me. It's sufficient. My grace. God can use your sickness for his good. Huh? He can. Yes, he can. For our good. For our sanctification. Huh? God works through medicine and doctors to heal us. And don't forget, don't give all the doctors all the praise. Give God. Don't you go to the doctor and say, oh, my doctor gave me this medicine. Child, I've been feeling so good. The doctor couldn't do it by himself. The doctor, God had to touch the doctor's mind and understanding what to give you the right stuff, huh? And then sometimes you got to be careful. Because we keep going every time a little something hurt us, and you done got one medicine, then doctor giving you another medicine, then both medicines are working against one another, and that's why you're so crazy. That's why you stay so high. You're happy when there ain't nothing happy. Yeah, waving your hand, staggering, talking about, I just don't know, I'm a little woozy. You took all that medicine, you know, is bumping against one another. And you got to pray and ask God to help you through it. God can do miraculous things. You understand? Benefit number two, he heals thy diseases. Nobody but God can do it. Nobody but God can do it, huh? Benefit number three, you ought to thank God. He's right there. Who redeems thy life from destruction. It's right there. Who redeems thy life from destruction. Many times we wander away. We wander and stray away from God like lost sheep. Yes, we do. Like the prodigal son. The prodigal son did it. But Jesus is the good shepherd of the sheep, according to John 10 and 11. He cares for each of his sheep and will seek out his sheep till he finds it. Jesus cares for each of his sheep, not only as a group, but also as everybody individually. He care for you, everybody he cares for. Each of Jesus' sheep is very precious in his sight. In his sight. So we got to be careful, because the benefits is for our good. And that's why you ought to be thankful. You have five reasons to be thankful, because what the Lord has done. Benefit number four, he crowns thy day with loving kindness and tender mercy. Yes. Nobody but him, he do it, huh? God's mercy are great. God does not give us what we deserve. Thank you, Jesus. Woo! You should have been shouting. He don't give us what we deserve. Because all the things if we give what we deserve, we'd be hell bound right now. But you ought to thank God he didn't give me what I deserve. Huh? His grace is unmerited and undeserved. God's greatness extends beyond sparing from our sin. He is our trouble. We are crowned with great love and mercy. God's love and mercy have been like a crown on our head. We are somebody. We have the love and the favor of God. When you have the favor of God, you are somebody. You ought to be grateful. Because let me tell you, when you have the favor of God, that means God got his hands on you. That's benefit, my brother and sister. Huh? You can't forget how much he loves you. You have a reason to be thankful, because every time you think about his mercy and his grace, you ought to be shouting. Every time. You got so much to be thankful for. So much to be thankful for. Because every time I think about his mercy and his grace, I can't help but praise him. Huh? This last full Sunday, 2025, I can't help but praise him. When I got up this morning, getting ready to come to church, said, Lord, have your way today. Show up and show out in your place today. Because this is our last Sunday. Because you gave us some benefit, huh? You have too much to be thankful for. For just look back over your life.